My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He joins me now to discuss what is considered a very controversial move by President Obama earlier in the week by naming recess appointments, one, Richard Cordray, to head the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and three others to fill vacancies in the National Labor Relations Board. The only problem for Republicans and many other critics of the president is that he can only do that when the Senate is officially in recess, and right now the Senate is not. And Senator, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Senator, the big issue here, of course, is this idea of recess appointments when there's not technically a recess. Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution says in the final paragraph, quote, "The president shall have power to fill up all vacancies that may happen during the recess of the Senate." Technically, right now, the Senate is not in recess. And there's obviously been a lot of fierce reaction. What was your reaction when you heard about these additional appointments by the president outside of the usual means?
These so-called recess appointments the president just made yesterday are unconstitutional, invalid. Recess appointments do exist, and they have to be made during a significant recess of the Congress. And that wasn't done. First time in history. The president is breaking all sorts of precedents, just breaking the rules, breaking constitutional tradition. These are rules that were accepted by the Clinton administration. In fact, they submitted a legal brief at the time, arguing for the rules I'm talking about, which President Obama is now breaking. It was accepted by Harry Reid under President Bush. President Bush accepted those limitations. Everybody before President Obama has accepted the Constitution and the rules under it, and he's just breaking all of that. So it's really, really worrisome. And unfortunately, I think it's part of a pattern. It's not isolated. It's a pattern that when the president comes across an aspect of our Constitution that he doesn't like, he just ignores it and forges ahead and acts beyond his authority.
What can Congress do about it?
Well, two things, which I know we'll be talking about. Number one is to mount a legal challenge and bring this to court, ultimately to the Supreme Court. And number two, clearly this is going to have an impact on other nominations. And unfortunately, it's going to gum up the works for other nominations. Rather than focus on areas where we have agreement moving ahead, which we were prepared to do right before Christmas, there were a whole slew of nominations we were prepared to accept if we got assurances there would be no illegal recess appointments. The president's moving us in exactly the opposite direction.
In terms of what is going to happen here, do you get the sense that most Democrats are also a little skittish about this, or since it's their president and their guy that they'd like to see in this job, they're not so concerned?
I think there are a bunch of Democrats who privately would express great dismay over this because it's eroding the appropriate role and power of the Senate. But I'm not sure they're going to say that publicly, and votes will probably come down in a party line way.
We're talking with Louisiana Senator David Vitter. And Senator, one of the arguments made a little bit by the president yesterday, but certainly by many of his supporters, is that, look, the Senate really isn't in session. It's a pro forma session, largely done in some cases, just so recess appointments can't be made. So it's more of a technicality than the Senate's actually in session. How do you respond to that?
Well, look, a recess is a recess. It's out of session, and the Senate is in session, and the president knows that, and it's not up to him to decide whether it's a substantive session or a technicality. I mean, the rule is the rule, and the Senate is clearly in session.
The issue going forward, of course, is going to be not only about this process, but also these nominees. Which concerns you more, the fact that Cordray is going in to lead a bureau that a lot of Republicans have issues with, or these recess appointments to the National Labor Relations Board, which, of course, has been in a firestorm over the past year, mainly over the Boeing case down in South Carolina?
Well, both are of great concern to me because both underscore the threat that the whole illegal recess appointments underscore, which is going beyond the president, going beyond his authority. He's continually done this with administrative overreach, with this new super bureaucracy. And so, again, he's shown a pattern when there are limitations, constitutional or otherwise, that get in his way. His tendency is, well, just ignore him and forge ahead because he's the emperor.
This is part of his we can't wait strategy. That was even the slogan on the wall at the high school in Ohio yesterday when he made this. announcement. He made an earlier trip out west this year with that same slogan, talking about different things he wants to see done with mortgage relief and different ways to allow students to repay their loan debts and so forth. Do you see the recess appointments as the only constitutional issue here? You mentioned before that it's kind of a pattern. What are some of the others that concern you most?
Oh, I think it's clearly a pattern. All of the czars under President Obama basically creating cabinet-level positions with no oversight and advice and consent by the U.S. Senate as prescribed by the Constitution. That's another clear example. So there's case after case after case of administrative overreach going beyond constitutional bounds, and people have real concerns about that.
You mentioned that there could be some legal action by Congress, or at least congressional Republicans, in response to the recess appointments, but with what you contend is a wide-reaching range of super constitutional activities here by this administration, how do you put the toothpaste back in the tube across the board?
Well, I think that's clearly part of the president's strategy. He throws so many things against the wall. He overreaches in so many ways on a regular basis that you can't possibly file suit and pursue suits about every one. And that's clearly part of his strategy.
You suggested he was an emperor before. What have you seen either personally or, I guess, just from his own decisions here that back that up?
A consistent pattern of going beyond his constitutional authority. There are disagreements about that between every president and every Congress. But I think under President Obama, it's reached a whole new level. He's consistently overreached over and over again in many, many different areas, like the czars, like this illegal recess appointment, with new agencies with enormous new powers without oversight by Congress, like this new Consumer Bureau. It's clearly a pattern. National Labor Relations Board, of course, he made those appointments yesterday as well. That's another classic example, clearly overreaching with dramatic illegal actions, in my opinion, in the Boeing case and others.
Last question, Senator, before we let you go. Newt Gingrich has suggested that he also agrees that this is beyond Obama's constitutional bounds and that Congress should therefore basically withhold any funding for the NLRB or for the new CFPB in response to that, because these folks have been placed in these positions unconstitutionally. Is that an option, and do you think it's feasible given the numbers on the Hill right now?
It is an option, and it is feasible to some extent with the Republican House in place. However, in terms of the new Consumer Financial Bureau, the problem is it doesn't have to come to Congress for its funding, and that's at the core of the debate we're having. It has no oversight from Congress, including not even needing annual appropriations.
Fascinating stuff. Just another major battle to come, as a lot of folks are worried about the erosion of the separation of powers here. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.